listening to Eyes on the Street, a Civic Brand podcast. Conversations on community branding, engagement, and marketing.
All right, welcome back to another episode of Eyes on the Street. I am your host, Ryan Short, with Civic Brand, and today going to do something a little bit different. I'm going to be interviewing ChatGPT, the AI platform. I'm going to try to interview ChatGPT about place branding and see what ChatGPT knows. And so I'm going to be using actually the voice of Snoop Dogg to read ChatGPT's responses.
What up, though? It's Big Snoop D-O-double-G, and I'm an English voice from the United States.
All right, so that'll be what's reading the ChatGPT responses. So yeah, let's give this a shot and see how it works. So, hey, ChatGPT, thanks for coming on the podcast. I guess, have you ever been interviewed for a podcast before?
No, I haven't been interviewed for a podcast. I'm a machine learning model created by OpenAI, so I don't have personal experiences or the ability to participate in interviews. However, I'm here to help answer your questions and provide information to the best of my abilities.
Okay, well, answering questions kind of sounds like an interview, so we will give it a shot. So what do you know about place branding?
Place branding is a strategic marketing approach used to shape the perception of a location, such as a city or region. It involves creating a distinct and positive identity for the place to attract visitors, investors, and residents. This process often includes the development of a unique narrative, visual elements, and promotional activities to differentiate the location from others. Successful place branding can enhance the overall image, competitiveness, and economic vitality of a place. It's a holistic effort that considers cultural, historical, and economic factors to create a compelling and authentic story about the destination. The goal is to establish a strong and memorable brand that resonates with various stakeholders, fostering a sense of pride and loyalty while driving positive perceptions.
Okay. Yeah. I love that you talked about civic pride. I think that's a pretty good summary. We do like to be very intentional, though, about the difference between branding and marketing, because I feel too many people think about branding only in the sense of marketing. They only think about place branding to be used for marketing purposes. And so what are your thoughts about the difference between branding and marketing when it comes to city or place branding?
In the context of city or place branding, branding is the strategic process of shaping the overall identity and perception of a location. It goes beyond marketing, encompassing the holistic development of a unique and authentic narrative, visual elements, and cultural aspects that distinguish the place. Branding establishes the fundamental character and values, influencing how the location is perceived by residents, visitors, and investors. Marketing, on the other hand, involves the specific promotional activities and campaigns designed to communicate the brand and attract target audiences. While marketing is a crucial component, branding sets the foundation, guiding all promotional efforts to ensure they align with the intended image and values of the place.
Got it. So what do you see as the role of placemaking or shaping the built environment as it relates to place branding?
Placemaking, or shaping the built environment, is integral to place branding as it physically manifests the intended identity and values of a location. Thoughtful design and development create a tangible expression of the brand, influencing perceptions and fostering a sense of community. The built environment serves as a powerful visual and experiential component, aligning with the narrative and enhancing the authenticity of the branded place.
I like that you said it's a tangible expression of the brand. I think where we see placemaking being misunderstood is when it's purely about decorating the place rather than truly shaping the place. Would you agree with that, Snoop?
Absolutely. I agree. Placemaking is not just about superficial embellishments. It's about shaping the physical and social fabric of a place to reflect its unique identity. Genuine placemaking involves thoughtful urban planning and design that goes beyond aesthetics, considering functionality, community engagement, and the overall user experience. When mistaken for mere decoration, the true potential of placemaking to create a meaningful and lasting impact on the identity and character of a place may be overlooked.
Excellent. So What are your thoughts on who should own a place brand? Or further, what is the best entity to manage that? Is it city government, economic development, a chamber of commerce, a visit organization or DMO? Is it nobody? Or is it a collaborative effort of all of the above?
The ownership of a place brand is ideally a collaborative effort involving various stakeholders. While city governments play a vital role in establishing policies and infrastructure, the management of a place brand often requires a multifaceted approach. Economic development agencies can contribute by aligning branding efforts with economic goals. Chambers of commerce can represent the business community. And destination marketing organizations, DMOs, or visitor organizations can focus on attracting tourists. However, successful place branding often thrives when there's a shared vision and collaboration among these entities. A collaborative approach ensures that diverse perspectives are considered, fostering a more comprehensive and authentic representation of the place. Ultimately, effective place branding requires a coordinated effort, with each entity playing a specialized role in contributing to and promoting the overall brand identity.
Absolutely. Yeah, at Civic Brand, I would say that we completely agree that it has to be a collaborative effort. Do you have any advice for communities that are looking to develop that collaborative approach to establishing and managing a place brand?
Certainly. Developing a collaborative approach to establishing and managing a place brand involves fostering communication, shared vision, and coordinated efforts. Here are some key pieces of advice for communities. 1. Stakeholder engagement. Engage a diverse range of stakeholders, including government officials, business leaders, community members, representatives from various sectors. Ensure that all key voices are heard and involved in the process. 2. Shared vision workshops. Organize workshops or sessions to collaboratively define the values, identity, and aspirations of the community. This shared vision will serve as the foundation for the place brand. 3. Partnership agreements. Establish formal agreements or partnerships outlining the roles and responsibilities of each entity involved in the place branding initiative. Clearly define how collaboration will take place. 4. Open communication channels. Create regular communication channels, such as meetings or digital platforms, to facilitate ongoing dialogue among stakeholders. Transparency and open communication are crucial for a successful collaborative effort. 5. Strategic planning. Develop a strategic plan that aligns the goals of various stakeholders with the overall place brand objectives. This ensures that everyone is working toward a common purpose. 6. Community involvement. Involve the broader community in the branding process. Conduct surveys, workshops, or town hall meetings to gather input and ensure that the brand resonates with the values and aspirations of the residents. 7. Flexibility and adaptability. Be flexible and adaptable to evolving circumstances. A collaborative approach requires the ability to adjust strategies based on feedback and changing community dynamics. By emphasizing collaboration, transparency, and community involvement, communities can create a more robust and inclusive place branding initiative that reflects the collective identity and aspirations of the people it represents.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, that's a pretty good list. On the community engagement portion, what do you see as areas where communities are getting it wrong when it comes to public engagement?
Communities may falter in public engagement when they lack inclusivity, relying on a narrow demographic or failing to reach marginalized groups. Limited communication channels, such as exclusive online platforms, can exclude those without internet access. Insufficient transparency about the decision-making process can breed mistrust. Additionally, communities might face challenges when they view engagement as a one-time event rather than an ongoing dialogue. Ignoring diverse perspectives, dismissing feedback without consideration, or failing to communicate outcomes effectively can hinder genuine community involvement. Successful engagement requires a commitment to inclusivity, transparency, and sustained communication to build a more connected and participatory community.
Absolutely. Yes, I love that you mentioned that it's not a one-time event and it's instead an ongoing dialogue. That's really important. And I also like that you used online only platforms as an example, because historically it's been the in-person meetings that were the only avenues for engagement, and online tools and channels were the new way to become more inclusive and reach new audiences. But we preach to our clients all the time that going all digital is just as bad as going all in person. And instead, it has to be that healthy balance and mix. So speaking of digital tools and engagement, what ways do you think AI and ChatGPT can be used in public engagement?
Certainly. Here are the top five ways AI and ChatGPT can be used in public engagement. 1. Information dissemination. Use AI-powered chatbots to efficiently disseminate information about community initiatives, policies, and projects, ensuring residents are well-informed. 2. 24/7 accessibility. Deploy ChatGPT-powered chatbots to provide round-the-clock access to information and resources, accommodating diverse schedules and time zones. 3. Surveys and feedback. Utilize AI-driven surveys and feedback forms through chat interfaces to gather comprehensive opinions on community matters, providing valuable insights for decision makers. 4. Language accessibility. Leverage AI language models to facilitate multilingual communication, breaking down language barriers and ensuring information is accessible to a broader audience. 5. Virtual town halls. Enhance virtual town hall meetings with AI assistance in organizing agendas, summarizing discussions, and managing Q&A sessions, creating a more streamlined and participatory experience for remote attendees.
Okay. Yeah. And for the listeners, Snoop was just pronouncing AI as Al. So just ignore that. But yeah, so we've been using AI language translation for videos, and it's been really great in almost a scary way. Seeing the user or the speaker in the video hearing their voice, but speaking a different language, and the mouth even changes to that. And so we've had a lot of success with that and really been excited about that. Can you elaborate a little bit on the one about surveys and feedback?
Certainly. AI-driven surveys and feedback mechanisms can transform public engagement by leveraging ChatGPT's natural language processing capabilities. Chatbots can guide users through interactive and conversational surveys, making the experience more engaging and user-friendly. The dynamic nature of chat interfaces allows for real-time clarification of questions and the collection of nuanced responses. Additionally, AI can analyze the gathered data, extracting key themes, sentiments, and priorities expressed by the community. This automated analysis streamlines the processing of large datasets, providing decision-makers with actionable insights in a timely manner. The conversational format also encourages more comprehensive responses, fostering a deeper understanding of community opinions and enhancing the overall effectiveness of the feedback gathering process.
So can ChatGPT analyze survey results?
While ChatGPT itself doesn't have the built-in capability to analyze survey results, you can use its natural language processing capabilities to generate insights from survey responses. After collecting survey data, you can input the responses into a system or tool that employs natural language processing or sentiment analysis algorithms. These algorithms can help identify patterns, sentiments, and key themes within the data. For example, you could develop a separate application or utilize existing tools that integrate with ChatGPT to perform analysis tasks. This process involves using the model to generate human-readable summaries, categorize responses, or extract relevant information from the survey data.
Got it. Yeah, I really like the previous recommendation of using AI to summarize virtual meetings and town halls. We've recently been utilizing that to summarize virtual focus groups and using AI for note-taking and summarization of those focus groups. And it's been really helpful and impactful. So where do you see place branding headed in the future? What do you see as the top three trends in place branding?
The future of place branding likely to involve several key trends. 1. Digital innovation and virtual experiences. Advancements in AR and VR will redefine how places are experienced and promoted, with virtual platforms playing a significant role in showcasing unique attributes. 2. Sustainability emphasis. Place branding will increasingly prioritize sustainability and eco-friendly initiatives, reflecting the growing global awareness of environmental issues. 3. Community-centric branding. Future strategies will focus on community involvement and empowerment, co-creating brands with residents to ensure authenticity and alignment with community aspirations.
Good stuff. Yeah, I agree with a lot of those. So if you had to give just one piece of advice to place leaders regarding public engagement, place branding, or placemaking, what would that one piece of advice be?
Prioritize authenticity. Whether engaging the public, crafting a place brand, or shaping the built environment, authenticity builds trust and resonance. Authentic public engagement involves genuinely listening to diverse community voices, valuing their input, and incorporating it into decision-making. Authentic place branding requires a truthful reflection of a location's identity, embracing both its strengths and challenges. Authentic placemaking involves creating environments that authentically respond to the needs and aspirations of the community, respecting its cultural and historical context. By prioritizing authenticity, place leaders foster a sense of belonging, loyalty, and pride among residents, ultimately creating a more resilient and vibrant community.
Okay, well, I agree with that 1,000%. However, does it seem ironic that AI is talking about or recommending authenticity when I'm here asking AI through the voice of Snoop Dogg? I love what it's saying, but is that ironic?
It may seem ironic on the surface, as Al lacks personal experiences and emotions associated with authenticity. However, the recommendation for authenticity stems from the understanding that successful engagement, branding, and placemaking hinge on meeting genuine human needs. Al, when used ethically and transparently, can facilitate authentic processes by efficiently handling tasks, ensuring inclusivity, and providing valuable insights. The authenticity lies in the intention and ethical use of AI as a tool to enhance human endeavors, not as a replacement for genuine human connections. It underscores the importance of using technology to amplify, rather than dilute, the authentic voice of communities and the unique identity of a place.
Yeah, I think that is a great point. And again, AI is how Snoop is pronouncing AI. Well, yeah, this has been great. Thank you so much for your time and talking about place branding with me. And I'm glad that we were able to be your very first podcast interview.
You're very welcome. I'm glad I could contribute to the conversation about place branding. If you ever have more questions or topics to discuss, feel free to reach out. Good luck with your podcast and have a fantastic day.
All right. Thanks, ChatGPT. Thanks, Snoop Dogg. And thank you, everybody, for listening.